Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the
It is 18 past the hour from New York City. Our studio's there. Let's go to Don Lemon, our commentator. Don, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm ready for Christmas, and I'm ready to go see Selma all over again, especially considering what happened. I'm going on Christmas Day with my entire family.
That's
y'all going to go?
That's a bit right there. Yeah.
Yep, so listen,
for
y'all.
March.
You going to go March?
I said, are you going to drive or march to the theater?
I'm going to walk like the old folks used to do.
Exactly.
Walk everywhere, even to school. 5 miles of snow, uphill.
Both ways.
Both ways. Listen, y'all, I wrote an editorial last year for this program saying that the country should pay attention to the mayoral election in New York City. I said it was one of the most important races in the world because of the city's controversial stop and frisk policy and because of other cities around the country, they might have to take heed to as to what the new mayor went, how he made changes in the city's police department. And when I asked that, many people When I said that many people would be made to think that it was a choice of safety versus political correctness, many of people misconstrued my words. Yet here we go. That's what we're deciding now. Following the announcement that there would be no indictment of the officer who was involved in the Eric Garner chokehold death. And then after the assassination of the two NYPD officers, Mayor Bill de Blasio has found himself at the center of a firestorm. Many of the officers feel that through his remarks, the mayor sided with the people who were protesting on the city streets rather than the officers who were sworn to keep those streets safe. When Mayor de Blasio visits the hospital where the two officers were pronounced dead, NYPD rank and file turned their backs on the mayor as he walked by, symbolizing the feeling that the mayor had turned his back on them. And after the officer's death, the head of the officer's biggest union, his name is Pat Lynch, did not hold back in his criticism of the mayor, saying, along with the protesters, the mayor has blood on his hands.
That blood on the hands starts on the steps of City Hall in the office of the mayor.
He sounds like he represents police, right? CNN senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says he hasn't seen this big a division between the mayor and the New York City Police Department since John Lindsay was mayor, and that was back in the 1960s. But Toobin rejects the union's portrayal of de Blasio.
I think the union leadership of the New York City cops has been totally disgraceful. I mean, the kind of language they're using, saying the blood is on the hands of Mayor de Blasio, is ridiculous. There is nothing that Mayor de Blasio said that inspired this evil man who killed his girlfriend or shot his girlfriend earlier in the day, this psychotic, to kill these two brave police officers. I mean, I think the union officials have done nothing but poison the relationship in the city, and I don't think you can blame Mayor de Blasio for that.
So still, there are people, both inside of politics and out, who are going as far as demanding that the mayor step down. Fox News' Bill O'Reilly is among them.
This is an individual who should resign today. Today. He cannot run the city. He's lost the control of the police department and the respect. They will never come back, no matter what he says. Because he sided with the protesters. That's what he did. And he associated with provocateurs, and he has disgraced the office of mayor of New York City. He should resign.
There are other voices who are calling for the mayor's job, saying he no longer commands the respect of the city's police department. Some of those same voices are saying that President Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder and other community activists are responsible for ratcheting up the rhetoric which precipitated the murder of two police officers. This has become even more political than anyone dared expect it. And mark my words, I said it last year, I'll say it again. Fasten your seatbelts. This is just the beginning. It's going to be a bumpy 2015. We'll see where this goes. The country should continue to watch.
Yeah. You know, Don, when you plant certain seeds in someone who's suffering from mental illness, you never know how they're going to take it.
But there are people who say there are thousands of Bransleys, Ishmael Bransleys out there. Mm-hmm. And when you have people, now this is them speaking, not Mm-hmm. When you have people who are ratcheting up, they believe the violence and saying that police officers are racist and all police officers are bad in their opinion, that you're going to get those people coming out, and they're worried about copycats. That's the latest thing that they're concerned about, and they're warning about.
People in the hood, ratcheting up means increasing, not making it more ghetto. Just so y'all know.
Exactly.
That was necessary.
The mayor is ratcheting up
so
what?
Unnecessary.
That's our translator.
Not ratchet. Not ratchet like we say. Ratcheting up.
I'm just trying to appeal to all the listeners.
I appreciate you. Have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas to
Merry
you,
Merry Christmas, Jackie. I'll see you around the hood.
Boo. I'll all see right. you in the neighborhood.